Proclamation number 4803, dated the December 24, 1949. Incarnation of many light souls during the last days. The earthly world also helps the beings of light to reach perfection. For it offers the most opportunities for attaining childship to God, which even a being of light can only achieve by means of living in the flesh on this earth. In that case, however, thou life on earth as a human being does not require the higher development in a state of compulsion. Instead, the enlightened soul can directly engender itself in the flesh in order to then pass its decision of free will, for which it will often be sorely tested. Time and again beings of light will descend to earth, and many such incarnations will be especially granted during the last days before the end, since precisely this difficult lifetime on earth guarantees the highest degree of maturity, whereas erring people will also require spiritual leaders, which only people embedded by beings of light can become. Jesus Christ, too, was such a soul of light which accepted a great and sacred mission that made greatest demands on a human being's will. His soul was certainly perfect when it entered this earth. Nevertheless, this degree of light had no influence on the earthly life of Jesus the man, or it would have devalued his mission, the redemption of humanity. The conditions placed upon the human being as such were extremely difficult. Like every other human being, he had to overcome the body's wishes and cravings, which were extremely strongly developed in him and thus required extreme self-control and abstinence. His soul had to resist immense temptations. As a human being, Jesus had to fight a constant battle against himself during his younger years. And therefore his love, gentleness and patience had to be valued far more than those of a gentle and passionless person who does not need to overcome anything because little or nothing attracts him. The soul of light knew its mission from the start and traveled its earthly path when humanity's hardship necessitated it. Thus Jesus came into the world at a time when people's carnal sensuality had become rife and people needed to be given an example that and how it would be possible to exercise control over their carnal desires. Everything, even the most difficult, is possible with the strength of love. Nothing exists which a human being who lives a life of love cannot overcome. Love itself is strength and thus can shape the free will to become incredibly strong so that everything is possible for a person. If, therefore, an extraordinary number of light beings are incarnated on earth during the time of the end, then they will all be given a mission which requires love and willpower. However, all these souls have the same in common, to spread the divine word amongst people. For knowledgeable souls open up the knowledge to them on earth again, that is, it is brought back into their memory again, and they feel urged to pass the knowledge on to their fellow human beings who live in spiritual darkness. And thus the characteristic of those from above rests in the fact that they eagerly participate in the distribution of the divine word, but, please note, of the word which has originated from the spiritual kingdom. The teaching of love which Jesus Christ proclaimed on earth was God's word spoken through Jesus and will remain it for all eternity. And this teaching of love should and must always be mentioned where a person wants to stand up for God. Thus embedded souls of light only find earthly happiness by spreading this divine teaching of love, and they are God's true representatives on earth. Whatever is taught outside of this teaching is human work. No one who supports this originates from the kingdom of light. Instead, his home is in the realm of darkness. And the souls of light will always desire to take action against such teachings which, in the last days, will happen very often. Amen.